For Saturday, October 3rd, this is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, Saints, and welcome to this, your daily devotion for Saturday. You will recall that yesterday we spoke about the Transfiguration. The devotion was titled, The Sphere of Humiliation. Today we're going to look at just one verse in that section of Scripture, and that is verse 29, where it reads, And he said to them, This kind cannot be driven out with anything but prayer. Oswald Chambers titled today's devotion, The Sphere of Ministration, and this is what he wrote. Why could we not cast him out, was the question the disciples asked. The answer lies in a personal relationship to Jesus Christ. This kind can come forth by nothing but the concentration and redoubled concentration on him. We can ever remain powerless, as were the disciples, by trying to do God's work not in concentration on his power, but by ideas drawn from our own temperament. We slander God by our very eagerness to work for him without knowing him. You are brought face to face with a difficult case and nothing happens externally, and yet you know that emancipation will be given because you are concentrated on Jesus Christ. This is your line of service, to see that there is nothing between Jesus and yourself. Is there? If there is, you must get through it, not by ignoring it in irritation or by mounting up, but by facing it and getting through it into the presence of Jesus Christ. Then that very thing and all you have been through in connection with it will glorify Jesus Christ in a way that you will never know until you see him face to face. We must be able to mount up with wings as eagles, but we must also know how to come down. The power of the saint lies in the coming down and the living down. I can do all things through Christ which strengthen me, says Paul. And the things he referred to were mostly humiliating things. It is in our power to refuse to be humiliated and to say, no thank you. I much prefer to be on the mountaintop with God. Can I face things as they actually are in light of the reality of Jesus Christ? Or do things as they are efface altogether my faith in him and put me into a panic? As we close off another week of devotions with Oswald Chambers and yours truly, Pastor Patrick, I hope that you have been encouraged. In fact, I hope that you have been very challenged this particular week. I hope that you have taken some time to look inward to see where it is that you can give more of yourself to Christ, where it is that you can do what Christ is calling you to do, both in your walk and in terms of service to him. I hope you will join us on Monday as we look to the letter of Paul to the Romans, specifically chapter 5 and verse 12. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.